Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1946, recorded on Thursday, the 16th of February 2017, bringing you news and information from the Norwich Evening News. You can call us on 01603 765 365, that's Norwich 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We love to hear from listeners. This week, your Chatterbox recording is accompanied by the March the 2017 edition of Let's Talk. And here is David Potten to tell you more.
Hello, I'm David Potten, and I'm here to introduce the March 2017 edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk. This month, we have a new editor, but just as varied a collection of articles as in the past. We will meet TV presenter Nick Knowles, and we'll hear from David Clayton about Norman Wisdom, everyone's favourite fool. David Clayton will also be telling us about his map reading expertise, after which we'll hear about a failed attempt to put Japan on the map. Derek James will be meeting the postcard man and keeping us up to date with Great Yarmouth in 1890. The new and the old, past editors of Let's Talk will both be here. So there's a lot to look forward to in the March edition of Chatterbox Let's Talk, which you can hear immediately after this week's Chatterbox.
This first part of Chatterbox is read by me, Paddy Watkins.
And by me, Ian Robertson. This week we are delighted to welcome a new listener, Mrs. Vivian Bygrave. Hello there. We do hope you enjoy listening to Chatterbox and to our regular broadcasts of the EDP Norfolk magazine and Chatterbox Let's Talk. Part one of this week's Chatterbox includes news stories, letters and emails from the evening news readers, and a feature on a fish and chip shop owner.
We start this week with three very different headline stories, two of which led to lively responses from evening news readers. It was reported this week that driverless cars may be coming to Norwich, and a study of the implications is being looked at by both Norwich City Council and the Norfolk County Council. Norfolk hit the national headlines this week when packages of drugs were found on our beaches, and there was a shock when a Norfolk dog breeder who duped dog buyers of £171,000 was ordered by a court to pay a £1 fine. But before that story, driverless cars. Taking our hands off the wheel for the morning commute might sound like a futuristic and foolish idea. But driverless cars are well and truly on their way, and with the clock ticking until the first mass-market model is on the road, experts hope that they will bring an end to rush-hour prangs and the hunt for a parking space. And in a new report looking at the impact of autonomous vehicles in the city, the Norwich Society is encouraging people to prepare for what lays ahead. Its message action taken now should consider the long-term move towards electric, driverless and shared vehicles to avoid frittering both cash and time. Driverless cars are much closer to reality than most people think, he said, and we may end up regretting some of the things we're doing now in 15 years' time, and they could cut pollution, accidents and congestion. No one fully understands the impact yet, but it is thought that they would reduce crashes by 90% and congestion by 50%, as more people would share rather than own their own cars, he said. But there's obviously two sides to that. If someone is able to put their child or elderly parent in a car, road users could rise. The study has been given to both Norwich City and Norfolk County Councils.
When Valerie McGee and her pet dog Rudy set off on the daily beach walk, it seemed like a normal day. However, as the inquisitive Irish setter ran along the beach, Ms. McGee noticed a cluster of sports bags on the shoreline below Hopton Holiday Village. This unusual discovery proved to be a remarkable one. It contained large quantities of the Class A drug cocaine. Ms. McGee, 70, said, "I saw 10 or so sports bags tied together with plastic containers, which seemed to me would have been used as floats." Rudy is very inquisitive and did what he always does when he sees something and sniffed the bags before cocking his leg to mark his territory. I don't expect he'll be signed as a sniffer dog any time soon. As I didn't have my phone on me, I carried on walking, and when I came home, I noticed police walking past my window towards the beach, before I had the chance to report anything. Following a further discovery of the Class A drug along the coast at Caister, the combined street value of the two discoveries could be worth more than £50 million, thought to be the largest find in recent years. Ms. McGee said, "It crossed my mind it might be something illegal, although it did not look in. I did not look inside, as I thought it would be best for the authorities to do that. Afterwards, when I spoke to my son, he told me I watched too many episodes of The Bill, but you just recognise these things." The National Crime Agency said 360 kilos of the suspected Class A drug were found at Hopton and Caister.
The five packages of drugs, which were described as bricks, were found on Hemsby Beach yesterday morning. Hemsby volunteer lifeboat helped police with a thorough search of the area, with police taking the packages away. Second coxswain Gerard Rodley Batten said the packages were on the beach and looked like the bricks you see on television, five packages wrapped up in brown masking tape. He described the packages as each being about 8 inches by 6 inches and 3 inches deep, and the police drug enforcement agency took them away. Mr. Rodley Batten said there had been a large police presence on the beach with the force helicopter overhead and a border patrol boat running close to shore, searches and going out 12 miles to include a scrutiny of Scroby Sands. He added the Norfolk Fire Service Urban Search Unit had also been on the scene at Hemsby, helping the search.
A Norfolk dog breeder who duped unsuspecting pet owners out of more than £171,000 by falsely claiming puppies she sold were Kennel Club registered has been ordered to pay just £1 at a confiscation hearing after the court heard she has now no assets and was living in a caravan. Lisa Walsh, 49, formerly of Low Road, Eastern, was jailed for 6 months in August 2014 after she admitted fraud by false representation in a prosecution brought by Norfolk Trading Standards. Walsh was also handed a CRASBO, a criminal antisocial behaviour order, which banned her from selling or breeding dogs for 5 years. Walsh was back in court for a confiscation hearing, but after the hearing, she now has no assets and the confiscation amount was agreed and fixed at £1. After the case, a Norfolk County Council spokesman said, "When Norfolk County Council Trading Standards is successful in bringing a prosecution for a serious case such as this, we will, where appropriate, use the powers available to us under the Proceeds of Crime Act to recover assets, to act as a deterrent, and make it clear that we believe ill-gotten gains should not remain in the hands of criminals. Following a thorough investigation, we were unable to trace any current assets held by Lisa Walsh. However, should this change in the future, we can return to court and a further confiscation hearing."